What happens if I should have taken a required minimum distribution and for some reason I forgot to or didn't? It's not the end of the world. It happens fairly frequently. There is a way to handle this correctly with the IRS and stand a good chance at not having to pay the 50% penalty. So the first thing to do is, as soon as you discover that you failed to take one or more required minimum distributions, withdraw those amounts from your IRAs. Highly recommended that if you are doing several years, don't lump them together and take out one big withdrawal, but take out one for each year in the correct amount so it's easy to trace 2020, 2019, and so on. That helps to demonstrate to the IRS that I took this distribution for the appropriate year. Then you need to get your paperwork straight. And in order to do that, you need to file an IRS form 5329 for each year you missed the required minimum distribution. There will be a different form for 2020 slightly than 2019, 2018, and 2005. So go to the IRS.gov website, get the appropriate year, form 5329, and get all caught up. On that form, you calculate the 50% penalty, but I recommend you don't pay it when you file the form. Attach a short statement that tells the IRS that you took the missed required minimum distribution as soon as you discovered that, and a brief, and I emphasize brief, reason for not taking the RMD. COVID, death of a spouse, some sort of, you know, other unforeseen incident. Needs to be obviously truthful, but don't aggrandize it. Just here's the facts. Then you file the form 5329, which legally is a standalone tax return. And that starts the statute of limitations for the tax filing period. If you don't file the 5329, the IRS can go back as far as they want and root around into your RMDs. So you don't want that, obviously. The good news is, because it is a standalone tax return, filing that does, it precludes the fact that you need to file an amended tax return form 1040 for any of those prior years. The 5329 takes care of that for you. As I said, attach the statement, file the return, and do not pay the penalty. When the IRS will then come back to you, and they will tell you either they approved your request to waive the 50% penalty because it was an understandable set of circumstances, or your request has been denied, and here's what the penalty is. At that point, if you've been denied, go ahead and pay the penalty to clean up the mess, learn your lesson, and don't do this again.